For another briefing on wheat loan deficiency payments to producers, Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist with K-State Research and Extension. Art, we wanted you to give us the latest on this front because, as you brought up a few weeks ago, with wheat prices dipping so low for the first time in years upon years, the opportunity for producers to collect loan deficiency payments under the farm program arose again. What's the status? Will we likely see more opportunities along that line?
Well, they climbed up for a few days, and then the LDPs went away, and now they fell back down, and LDPs came back into place. In Kansas, and it varies across state lines, it's a little less than Oklahoma, but in Kansas, we got as high as 12 cents on one of those days. As of today, we're back down to 7 cents. We're tracking all this on Ag Manager, so and you have to just check every day if you want the next day's forecast. So we are projecting ahead one day, and what will drive people crazy is 2 days ago, I believe it was, the price of wheat actually went down, which you would think that would mean the LDP would go up. Well, it didn't. It actually went down the next day. Well, the reason for that
happen,
is,
right?
Yeah, the reason for that is that 5-day moving average, and it's 5 calendar days. It's not 5 trading days. So you have to account for all that in the estimate. Now, the other part of those estimates that we're putting out there, we have been dead on the number if the price is coming from the Gulf. What K-State is using for terminal prices is the Agricultural Marketing Services published cash prices. That's a division of USDA. But what I learned yesterday is FSA does not use the AMS prices. They determine their own terminal market prices, and they're confidential and not made available to the public. So we don't know precisely what cash prices are actually in that 5-day moving average. However, as it turns out, the Gulf price published by AMS has tracked perfectly with the FSA number, even though they don't get their number there. Again, it's the same market, so maybe they're calling the same elevators. I don't know. But in any case, it's tracked perfectly. And we've been dead on the numbers if the price comes from the Gulf. Now, the way the marketing loan works is they calculate the adjusted price from the Gulf back to the county, and there's a different adjustment factor for every county. For Thomas County, for example, that's a $1.32 on wheat in that county. Now, it's going to be different in different counties. So you take the Gulf price, you subtract $1.32, and that becomes the adjusted price for Thomas County.
It's a more or less related to basis.
Yes, that's exactly what it's supposed to account for. And then they do the same thing with the Kansas City market, except the adjustment factor there, I see they've changed it today. It's $1.01. Before it was $1. So that can change around a little bit too. In any case, the terminal price for Kansas City that FSA is using doesn't match the numbers coming from AMS. And that may sound like you're getting less LDPs than you should. That's not true. Okay. And the reason it's not true is because of this adjustment factor. Now, before you call me and tell me, Art, you're crazy, cash price is much lower here than the posted county price. Well, you got to factor in that 5-day moving average price. Mm-hmm. When the market is declining, your 5-day average is going to lag behind the cash price, and you're going to have a cash price in that case that is lower than the posted county price, which is the adjustment of the two terminal prices. Okay. That will turn around at some point and go the other way. So you need to keep that in mind. Secondly, when we talk about cash price, that's not just a single number. And I think what most farmers are thinking about is their cash price, what they received.
Which may differ from one.
Yeah, the cash price they're really trying to come up with, and it is very close. I've checked the numbers. It's very close. You really can't argue with FSA's adjustment factor because it's pretty close to the cash price in those counties after you adjust for this 5-day moving average. But farmers, the cash price you actually receive in your case that shows up in your settlement sheets is going to have all kinds of docs, test weigh, foreign matter, maybe protein, I don't know. Moon's in the wrong place, who knows? being facetious, but there will be a number of docs that will take it back to what you actually receive, and that probably is going to be different than the cash price represented by the posted county price, or could be.
Again, ART keeps a running account of those loan deficiency payment projections day by day at the agmanager.info website. So producers, if you'd like to track this, give you a clue as to when you might want to claim your LDP, well, that's a great resource at agmanager.info. ART, thank you. ART Barnaby is a risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension. Next up, this week's Kansas Wheat Scoop. Awaiting with that is Marcia Boswell. Marcia.
Quality control and purchasing managers from three Venezuelan flour mills will visit North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Ohio to learn more about the value of working with the U.S. wheat supply chain. With funding from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, U.S. Wheat Associates is sponsoring this trade team in cooperation with the North Dakota Wheat Commission, Nebraska Wheat Board, Kansas Wheat Commission, and Ohio's Small Grains Marketing Program. Chad Wygand, U.S. Wheat Associates Assistant Regional Director for Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, said U.S. wheat exports to Venezuela are not as strong as they once were, in part because increased government intervention and limited access to U.S. dollars have forced millers there to make cost a primary buying decision. Participants on this team represent some of the largest mills in Venezuela, but they do not have significant knowledge of U.S. wheat quality, its marketing system, or federal inspection services. With the advantage of proximity to U.S. Gulf ports, Venezuela was a relatively stable buyer of U.S. wheat for many years. In recent years, the deteriorating political climate and economy, and the resulting challenges of providing trade service and technical support, have eroded U.S. wheat's share of Venezuelan market. Yet the customers there still represent a good market with potential to grow, should the country stabilize. The pivotal question became how to stay engaged with them. Wygand says with key decision makers like these, we have to demonstrate why performance and value is worth more. But it is still very difficult for our staff to conduct activities in Venezuela. By coordinating with our state wheat commissions, however, we can bring these customers to the United States to see our production and export system at work. That firsthand experience will help increase their confidence in U.S. wheat. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.